Economists have always been fond of Uber. Its willingness to battle incumbents, use of technology to match buyers and sellers, and embrace of surge pricing to balance supply and demand make the ride-hailing giant a dismal scientist's dream. Stephen Levitt, the author of the best-selling Freakonomics, called it the embodiment of what the economists would like the economy to look like. But if economists subjected Uber and its competitors to a cost-benefit analysis, they might not be so impressed. This might surprise customers. A study in 2016 by researchers from Oxford University, the University of Chicago, and Uber itself found sizable benefits from ride-hailing services for consumers. Using data from 48 million Uber trips taken in four American cities in 2015, they estimated the difference between how much customers were willing to pay and their actual fare. Each $1 spent on UberX rides generated a consumer surplus of $1.60. Across America, that surplus was estimated to be $6.8 billion a year. Drivers also benefit. Few sign up for lack of anything else, as is true of some gig work. In America, roughly 8 in 10 have left another job to get behind the wheel. The typical American Uber driver makes $16 per hour, that's $10 after expenses, higher than the federal minimum wage. In London, earnings after expenses come to £11, that's $14 per hour, and a recent survey found Uber drivers reporting higher levels of life satisfaction on average than other workers.